How to talk to pastors, reentry programs, and community leaders about reentry chaplaincy. When you talk to pastors, reentry programs, and community leaders about reentry and restoration chaplaincy, speak with humility and clarity. Do not begin by saying, "I want access to your people." Begin by asking, "How can I learn what is already happening here, and where might a trained chaplain volunteer be useful?" Leaders are more likely to trust someone who respects their work, their rules, and their responsibility for safety. Pastors may be thinking about the church's mission, but also about children, volunteers, victims and survivors, public trust, liability, and the spiritual health of the congregation. Reentry program leaders may be thinking about housing rules, parole or probation conditions, staff workflows, confidentiality, relapse risk, transportation, and crisis plans. Community leaders may be thinking about partnerships, public safety, resource gaps, and whether volunteers will stay consistent. So be specific about your role. You are offering chaplaincy training, not therapy, case management, legal advocacy, housing placement, law enforcement, or correctional supervision. You can say, "My goal is to offer spiritual care, listening presence, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement, and referral-aware support within your existing policies." Also be clear about boundaries. Say that you will not make private promises, offer secret rides, give personal loans, bypass staff, pressure people spiritually, or ignore safety concerns. Explain that you understand confidentiality has limits when there is risk of self-harm, harm to others, abuse, exploitation, medical emergency, or credible danger. Ask good questions. What training do your volunteers need? What situations should be referred to staff immediately? Are there topics or activities that are not appropriate here? How do you prefer volunteers handle prayer requests? What is the process if someone shares suicidal thoughts, relapse danger, or unsafe living conditions? How do you protect both participants and volunteers? Listen carefully to the answers. A wise chaplain does not treat policies as obstacles to ministry. In vulnerable settings, policies often protect dignity, consistency, and safety. If a leader says no, receive it respectfully. You can ask whether there is another way to serve, another time to reconnect, or another ministry that may need help. Do not pressure leaders into trusting you. If a door opens, begin with faithfulness and small responsibilities. Show up on time, follow instructions, keep your word, debrief appropriately, honor the chain of communication. Reentry chaplaincy grows through trust. When pastors, programs, and community leaders see humility, clarity, steadiness, and respect, they can begin to imagine partnership. That partnership can become a bridge of hope for people rebuilding life after incarceration.